all around the country, on eco-farms, along Main Street and on Hollywood Boulevard, in redwood forests and schools and bakeries and ballparks and jazz clubs, more than 100,000 photographers are trying to capture this week in America. It's for a new project called America 24/7 by the same people who put together the best-selling collaborative book A Day in the Life of America. This time, for the first time, amateur photographers can take part. The images are being shot digitally and sent over the web. The editors expect 2 million photos will come in, and 10,000 of the best will be published in 53 books later on. One of those amateur photographers who's hoping to make the cut is Susan Ochoa of Somerville, Oregon. Susan, tell us about your pictures. When were they taken?
They were taken Monday late morning after twin foals were born about 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
And your pictures show a couple little tiny baby horses or foals. I see one picture here on the web of the foals lying next to a man who I'm imagining might be your husband.
Yes, it is.
His arms are folded on his chest, and he's got one foal on either side of him. They're all sort of curled up and having a little snooze, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. They just kind of were tuckered out, and Louie fell asleep, so I kind of, they were pretty close to him, but I moved the foals over, and he kind of woke up a little bit, and he realized I was taking his picture and kind of grumbled a little bit, but that's typical of a cowboy, I guess. And we were pretty exhausted. We'd had quite a time birthing them. We did it ourselves, and we had to pull them and resuscitate one of the foals.
No kidding.
And so we were pretty physically and emotionally tired.
Well, tell us about the foals. How rare is this to have twin foals?
It's extremely rare for a mare to even conceive foals. But for two to be actually born alive is practically unheard of. Either they'll slough them off during pregnancy or one will be born dead. So we had no idea she was carrying twins. We had her checked out right after she was bred, and they only showed one follicle. So we were very shocked. I thought she was trying to have a hard time passing the placenta, and all of a sudden here comes part of a foal.
Number two. What do these pictures signify for you in terms of this week in your life?
This was very, very special. We really worked at struggling to get these guys born and keep them alive. And this is a day in our life. And horses are our life. It's what we do. And everybody in the family, that's their passion. And so it really sums it up for us.
Well, Susan Ochoa on the Windwalker Ranch in Somerville, Oregon, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Another amateur photographer who's taking part is 13-year-old Hava Kenny in Dobbs Ferry, New York, and she joins us now from Ardsley Middle School. Hava, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm looking at your picture, and I see a young girl with a red bandana who's smiling with her arms stretched over her head. She is lying back on what looks like a very thick carpet of pink petals. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, we have 5 trees in our backyard, and they always bloom for about 3 weeks. And then the petals fall off, and they make the whole ground pink. So what I did is I had my sister lie down in all the petals, and I went up onto our deck so that I could get a view of her from on top.
Uh-huh.
And I made it look so that she was like making a snow angel, but in the petals.
Uh-huh.
So
what was it about this picture that you had in mind? What did you like about this image?
Well, it's just because it's showing her just like having fun and playing around, because we always like to play around in them and throw them at each other.
Uh-huh. Every spring.
So
how old is your sister?
She's 11.
How did you hear about this America 24/7 project?
Well, my brother's interested in photography, so he was, my mom cut out this article for him, but he isn't interested in digital photography, so he didn't want to do it, but I saw it lying around, and I thought, oh, I just got my digital camera. Why don't I try and take some pictures and see if I can enter this?
Oh, that's great. Do you think you have a chance?
Well, I think the picture in the petals is pretty original, so it might have a chance.
Well, Hava Kenny from Dobbs Ferry, New York, thanks very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Khalid Basim joins us now. He's a web and graphics designer in Washington, D.C. Khalid, tell us about your picture. When did you take this?
Well, I took my picture on Wednesday. I went out at lunch, and I was looking for pictures, in particular for America 24/7. And I was keeping my eyes open. I was looking for pictures of poverty, of people working, of people going about their daily business, of maybe even tourists.
So you were walking around, and you found two welders working in Chinatown. Tell us about the shot.
Okay. I was walking down the street, and I have a pretty good zoom lens on my camera, and I could see some construction going on across the street, and I could see the sparks, like, showering down, and I thought, well, that would be a really cool picture to zoom in on. I saw a couple of guys up there, and one of them was doing the welding, and the other one was helping him in some way. And they were working together. They seemed to be somehow relying on each other.
Now, so, the worker who's doing the welding has a welder's mask in front of his face. You can't see him at all.
Right. And the other guy, you can see, although in that particular picture, his back is to the camera. So you have these two faceless men who are doing this work, and, you know, it's like work is what makes America run, makes it tick. It's kind of what goes on behind the scenes to make the country happen. So I thought, hey, that's probably a pretty good picture for America's 24/7. And so I stood across the street, and I snapped a few pictures of these guys doing their thing, waiting for the best moment with the welding. Actually, at that moment, like, I snapped one picture, and then they stopped. But I waited there for a few minutes and tried to look sort of inconspicuous, and then they moved to another location, they reset, and they started doing more welding, and that's when I got the picture that is the one that I submitted. It was actually the last one I took, and just as I shot it, a person walked past me on the sidewalk, and, you know, he said, hey, that's going to be a nice picture. And he was right.
Well, Khalid Basim, thanks for talking with us.
No problem. Thank you for talking to me.
We also heard from Hava Kenny in Dobbs Ferry, New York, and Susan Ochoa in Somerville, Oregon. The three are among the 100,000 or so amateur photographers expected to submit photos to the America 24/7 project. To see their pictures, check out our website at npr.org. Once there, you can also find out how to enter your own digital photos by clicking on the link to America 24/7.